Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee. This is the account of what happened. Several of his disciples were there. Simon, Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going to fish." "We are going to," said the others. So they went out in the boat, but they did not catch anything all night. At dawn, Jesus appeared on the beach, but the disciples could not see who it was. I asked friends, "Did they catch something?" They did not answer. So he said, "Throw the net to the right of the boat, and you will have fishes." Every time I read this biblical passage, I learn something new. And I like it because it's an event that is not very foreign to what we might be experiencing today. When circumstances become complicated, when there are two strong decisions to make, and that we know that they will cause a detachment in us, which will turn around to us in our lives, which we are not used to, and which will suddenly cost us a little, or when there is news that we did not expect, or situations that arise for which we were not prepared. It's there when resignation seems to turn into the right way out. But it's one of the things that we think it seems to be, and other thing is to walk in what should really be. You can have a perspective of life and a perspective of things that happen around you according to the position you are in. And when I speak to you about a position, I speak to you of an attitude of the heart. The heart will react according to what has happened and what it has accustomed to. That's why we often see resignation as the way out, or that decision that we need to give in, to leave everything like it is and not to go ahead. The easiest path is often the one we want to choose the most. But life is a gift from God. And when God is working in us, the easiest way is not an option. It's not a part of the options that God gives. The option that God gives consists of believing, confronting. And even if you fell back to get up, I don't know if you fell. I don't know if you're about to go back down. I don't know if today you are thinking that the best option is to resign yourself, not to continue fighting. Perhaps you will call me pastor. It has been months. They have been days waiting. They have been years, and we no longer know what to do. So I think we have chosen to give up, and resignation has become the best option. You know, I want to tell you about a group of people who ask for that way out. But every time God appears, He makes our life rotate 180 degrees and appears to show us His great love and remind us that resigning is giving up, and that whenever there is life, there is hope. If today you could open your eyes, if today you could raise your hands, if today you can simply look at the sky, and you can listen, and you can stand up. It is for this great love and mercy. And it's one more demonstration that resigning is to leave, is to lose, is to let go of what God had already determined for you. And the moment will come when you say, and what will happen if they had already tried again? What would have happened if they had believed? What would have happened if they had remained? If only once more they had, that moment will come. It's hard, and suddenly you have been through there for that stage in life in which you have said, perhaps today I am where I am because I did not try one more time. How many opportunities have we let pass by because the feeling, the fear seized us? We let ourselves be carried by fluctuating emotions that they did not give us firmness. But today, aside faith and trust in the Lord by paying attention to the heart, an abused heart, a heart that only defends itself as not for it to be hurt again. And therefore, situations in which that important decisions are required, or they require some moment of risk, We prefer to leave them because we do not want to be hurt again. Now, that's the cause when we do things without Christ in our hearts. Most likely, we will end up badly. But once your life belongs to God, once He is in your boat, once you allow Him to direct your steps, there will be no risk. The world will turn to remind you of the past and remind you of the risks that were, perhaps remind you the things you fell and stumbled, but God will be on the other side telling you, now I am in your boat, now I am with you, now you have no reason to fear. I am your Father, I am in control of all things. This happens to these men. And now they do not appear in the biblical story simply because yes, they appear there because they have a story. These men walked with Jesus. They met Him. They ate with Him. And everywhere Jesus was going, they were there. They were men who accepted the call when Jesus launched the word to follow Him. They saw miracles. They saw multiples healed. They saw many being transformed by the word of Jesus. But now, the step of faith or the challenge of faith was their turn. And it was not just any challenge of faith. It was not just any life process that they had to face. It was something that was going to mark them forever. Because there are those decisions which sooner or later we have to make. We cannot postpone it. And over again, we have been putting it off. And when we resign ourselves, we choose to particularly throw it in the towel and to think that we are not going to do it anymore. But in God, everything is different. And today, I come with this message for you in this beautiful morning that you allow me to come to your house, to your heart. Today, I come with a message, not for me, from the Heavenly Father to tell you, do not resign yourself. Do not resign yourself. Do not finish everything. Do not put an end to things at the moment. And I want you to understand me well because there are life situations in which you have to close cycles. Do not give up. If you do not close the cycles, and there are others which should not be left there that have ended, think that they have already ended, and at that nothing will happen. If not now, under the help of the Lord and of the Holy Spirit, not trying but walking, thinking about trying and doing it, two different things. These boys met Jesus, but once Jesus died, they thought that what Jesus had told them was all over. In other words, perhaps they thought, how good was everything while it lasted? Have you ever sat down to look out the window or meditated on those moments of the past and you said, wow, it lasted? How good it was, but now it's no longer. Perhaps they thought the same. While it lasted, it was good, but it's no longer. And that comment from them, while it lasted, was good, but it's no longer, it was a point of resignation to say, boy, starting with Pedro, boys, this is no longer here. The teacher died and we are not able to move forward. Because when resignation comes into your life, it robs your strength, it robs your vision, and it installs a thought in your mind. Of course, if you allow it, it makes you think that life will never smile at you, that God is very busy, and that in the end you will not find anything. So it is better to stay still, to do nothing. It is better to give up. However, today the Lord is reminding you that He is with you and that if you leave Him, He can guide you so that this time is different. I could tell you, giving up is necessary when we always want to be in control because it's the only way that God governs our life and that we allow Him to act. Facing life situations, we must walk strengthening Jesus Christ. That's why maybe they thought while it lasted, it was good. But it's all over now. Now, who is going to hold us? Now, where are we going? They felt alone because they forgot what they learned. Because in critical moments, it's easy to forget that God yesterday performed a miracle in which he included us and showed us his faithfulness. That's why David said, I will talk about your works and I will meditate on your deeds, because when we meditate what good God has done, we can realize his fidelity and that he has always been there, and that he did it yesterday and he will do it again today, and tomorrow it will be the same, because he did not change. Always, always has been there. Just why you let yourself be blinded and you stop noticing it and you hide behind it. While it lasted, it was good, but now there is nothing to do. Of course, because while there is life, there is hope, a new opportunity from God to move forward. That's why they thought that there was no more opportunity. And you know what they did? They went back to their old job. In other words, they caressed the past. They decided to particularly leave behind what they had learned because they felt hopeless. They resigned themselves to life, succumbed them to pain, to despair. How can you be going through this today? To see the inclement that changes days and past, and perhaps nothing happens? Or you have not been able to see anything of what you are waiting for, and the future becomes uncertain, and you do not know what will happen to you. You do not want history to repeat itself. And that pain returns to be there, because you had a bad feeling of the pain, and when feeling it again, just for a moment, it makes you remember something that was not healed, and it was open. But it is necessary for God to heal it, because the only way to be healed is to recognize what needs to be healed. And those boys returned to their old job. Do you know what their job was? To be fishermen, but not fishers of men, as Jesus had named them. They called them a fisherman, a job they had before being transformed by God. In the end, you chose if you received these words or not, if you give up, if you resign yourself. But I have come to tell you from the Lord, God has not yet finished. This has not finished. And the final bell has not rung for you to throw in the towel. Perhaps the blows of life have been hard, but the Lord today is strengthening you and lifting you up. That's why when they were trying to fish all night, they found nothing. And Jesus appeared. Jesus appeared to remind them of the call, to remind them that there was hope, to remind them that he told them that he was going to be resurrected and that he was fulfilling it. In it, that things were going to be different. Today, God is going to appear in your life. He will remember and you when you called you, and you will tell you, and he will remind you that his first love, remind you that he called you, and remember that I have promised you that I will always be there. Get up, throw the net on the other side, as I say to them. And there, when they heard that voice, they brought out the fish again. Today, hope has reappeared in you. Do not settle, do not resign yourself. Get up today in the name of Jesus. Prayer. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you because you always arrive just in time, because your love never ceases to be, Lord, and you have not finished with us. Today I pray for each person who thought that resigning was the best option, that you raise them, sir, and that they do not try again from their strength, but now listening to your voice, they try to return to their old job and their own strength. But there you appeared. You did not blame them. You did not punish them. You offered love and you raised them. If that is the opportunity that dawns today, the most beautiful expression that while there is life, there is hope. And your love is there for us. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyer. He spoke to you. Blessings.